Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. Ooh, are you still mad?
It's too late now to say sorry.
Want an apology?
Sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
Melissa from Ellicott City, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I need an apology for my friend for cutting me out of our Friendsgiving photo because her boyfriend hates me.
Like, she cropped you out?
Yeah, like she completely cut me out of the picture. I mean, at first I thought it was a mistake, but I thought about it a little more and I think she did it on purpose.
And everyone else is in this picture?
Yeah.
Wait, why would her boyfriend hate you?
Yeah, what's
this
story?
How did we get there?
I made this joke. We were drinking and I was meeting this guy for the first time and I made this comment like, oh, are you sure he's the one? And I was joking after he had made a bad joke and we all laughed. I didn't mean anything by it. But ever since then, he was acting weird towards me. You know, he gets quiet. He like doesn't look at me in the eye. And
He used
to like tense up whenever my name comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not accusing her of anything. And we just haven't talked about it. But like, I can't ignore the change. It seems like she doesn't really want to talk about it. And like, I don't know, we both don't really like drama. And I'm not trying to start drama. But if there is something, like, I feel like we need to have this conversation.
Yeah.
Like, I was having this gut feeling that she just didn't want him to see that I was at Friendsgiving or something. And that's why she cropped the photo.
But wait, where was he? Why wasn't he at Friendsgiving?
Oh, he was out of town. I think he was seeing his own family.
Oh, okay. So you think that you were cropped because she didn't want him to know that you were there? Like, that just doesn't make sense to me.
There are multiple pictures from that night where we both look really cute. I even sent her one of those and said she should post one of those instead, and she just ignored it.
Dang.
All over just because, are you sure he's the one? Like, how long have they even been dating?
Not that long. Like,
okay,
I mean,
then relax.
The first time that I had met him, so
yeah.
like what?
A couple months at that point.
Dang.
But
I don't know. I mean, maybe this is like one big miscommunication because I feel like that would be a really dumb reason to like make your friendship weird, especially if you said she's been distant over this. It that would feel a little far fetched to like cut a friend out or even have to be weird, and especially to say like I haven't been hanging out with, you know, to have to like say, oh no, she wasn't there, you
but
know.
But that's an issue too where it's like I think that's even a bigger concern for me that she felt the need to hide that from him, like
if
she would get in trouble, like
if
that's disgusting.
The case, if that's the case.
How long have you guys been friends?
We've been friends for like 4 years now.
Okay, so a long time. I mean, that's
so, yeah, we've been friends for a while and it's just, yeah, it just feels really weird, and I agree that it like feels kind of far-fetched, but like, I don't know, I have this gut feeling that I can't shake it.
What do you want from this call? What can we do?
I want an apology for cropping me out of the pictures because that's weird, and then I also want her to like post one of the cute ones that we took. That looks really cute. We got ready together, like we were excited.
I think we also need an explanation as well, like is there something going on between him,
right?
Like are you trying to hide our friendship right now?
I don't know that we can like demand someone post a picture of you, but I could see why you'd want one. I mean, like, damn, all right, prove it then. Like, you know, if it's not a big deal, then like post the picture.
it's just normal for us to post pictures together. And so that's like another thing that is like different.
No, totally. Yeah. I get it. I would think that's weird. Yeah.
So why was she cropped? I mean, obviously we need to figure this out. I mean, does it deserve an apology, you think? At least need an explanation. Mm-hmm. And she kind of seems to be dodging the question. So if you've never done Forgive and Forget with us before, we did reach out to Brittany and we said, hey, listen, we're a radio show in town. We have a segment about forgiveness. There's somebody that wants to bring you on. Do you have any idea? She doesn't really know what this is about. So I don't know how this will go. And will she be willing to post a picture with Melissa in it if there's nothing going on here? Maybe this is just a big misunderstanding. We're going to find out. Melissa, I'll get Brittany on. Just don't let her know that you're on, though, until we give her a chance to guess who it was that wanted to bring her on, okay?
Okay,
cool. Hang on one sec. And let me get on Brittany. Hi, Brittany. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you again for agreeing to come on and do this today. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
So I know when Charlotte set this up with you, she was asking you, is there anybody that came to mind that, you know, might want to bring you onto a radio segment about forgiveness? Did you have anybody now that possibly would want to do this?
I had drama with this girl named Sarah, like maybe a year or so ago, but...
That would be longstanding.
I know. That's crazy.
No, it's not Sarah. The person that wanted to bring you on today is actually your friend Melissa.
I want you to apologize for cropping me out of our Friendsgiving photo just so your boyfriend wouldn't know that I was there. I didn't cut you out to be rude or anything. You blinked. And I didn't think that... You look the cutest in it, so I just went with the one that I posted.
So why didn't you post one of the other ones?
I just like the ones that I posted better, and I didn't want to post one of you where you didn't look your best, and then you get all mad about that.
So instead you just cropped her out completely so she wasn't included?
I mean, I didn't think it would have been that big of a deal. I thought she would be more upset if I posted a photo of her where she did blank.
But if there were other ones that she looked decent in, we didn't post those. Why?
I don't know. I just, that one just sort of felt the safest to me to post, I guess.
Melissa, can you kind of share with us and with Brittany why you think Brittany's boyfriend doesn't like you?
Back over the summer, I think it was over the summer, we were all getting drinks. It was the first time that I had met him. And I don't remember exactly what it was, but he made this bad joke. And I... like jokingly said, like, are you sure he's the one? And we all laughed and I thought it was funny. But ever since that, he started acting kind of weird around me. And then after that, I also started noticing like you started changing your behavior and the way that you were talking to me. And so I feel like, I don't know, I have this gut feeling that you cut me out of the picture because you don't want him to know that you're still hanging out with me. I mean, I know things have felt weird for a while, but trust me, this has absolutely nothing to do with this picture. I mean,
does it have anything to do with his feelings at all?
I mean, I don't know. I just, like I said, this picture just felt the safest to me and things have just been a little bit tense and I just didn't want to make anything worse. But it has nothing deeper than that.
But what is tense though?
I mean, it's just not something that I really want to get into right now.
But it does have to do with him.
I'm not saying that at all.
Okay.
So are you...
But you're telling us that it didn't have anything to do with his feelings about her being there.
No. I know she thinks there's a deeper reason, but like I said, I just can't get into that right now.
Melissa, so what do you want from this situation?
I mean, I guess before I really would have wanted you to post a picture with all of us, but now I think I'm just kind of more confused. So I guess the question that I'm really wondering is like, do you want to be my friend still?
Oh my gosh, yes. I truly never meant something like this to turn out to be this big. I mean, my boyfriend does like you. And, you know, I would repost the photo, but I mean, like, I've already done my November dump, so it's kind of too late now, but I want to continue moving forward with where we're going.
Okay. That I have to be so honest, like that feels a little weird to me still. And maybe it's because we're like on the radio.
No, listen, I'm on the radio and I feel weird too. I don't know what's happening.
I'm confused. Like, so Brittany, you're saying that your boyfriend has zero issues with Melissa whatsoever.
Right. Yeah, no, everything's fine. I truly don't know where she got this.
So if Melissa invited the two of you guys to go get drinks and hang out with the three of you, that would be totally fine.
I mean, December is really busy, but maybe in the new year.
Okay.
I have to be so honest. Like, we can have another conversation, like, after we're off the radio, because, like, I just feel like there's a lot that you aren't telling me that you maybe would tell me.
Yeah. Maybe the two of you guys should go get that drink, just the two of you. I think there's something that we're not discussing here. So I think that's where we're going to be able to get today with Forgive and Forget.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Respectfully... What the F just happened?
It was a little confusing. I think we were all left very confused.
Were we?
Yeah.
Were we? I want to make sure that we were all very confused on what just happened.
Yeah.
I'm confused. Yeah. Because I just felt like there wasn't like a direct answer on how Brittany was truly feeling.
Was
like
there
in
even,
general.
Even an indirect answer of what was happening? We've been doing Forgive and Forget since the beginning of the show 5 years ago. And I don't think I've ever been left with a more confused vibe. Do you want to explain what just happened?
So Melissa wanted an explanation from her friend Brittany of why she got cropped out of their Friendsgiving photo. And her theory was that because Brittany's boyfriend was out of town when Brittany posted the picture, Brittany didn't want her boyfriend to know that Melissa was there because Melissa feels like Brittany's new boyfriend does not like Melissa. And so that was the discussion. But I mean, Brittany said that the only reason why she cropped her out of the picture was because Melissa was blinking. But that was still kind of weird because there was a ton of photos taken of the group, but she decided to go with a picture and then deliberately leaving Melissa out.
But she said there was something else, but she didn't want to talk about it, which is fine. I mean, I get it. If all of a sudden you're just like put on the spot. Clearly there's something else going on, but did it not still seem like it was the boyfriend or did it not to you? Like what's your final consensus, boyfriend or not, honest to God?
I know. I do think that there's definitely something going on with the boyfriend and Brittany doesn't want to admit that to Melissa.
But why wouldn't she just say it then? Why not just be like, yeah, it's my boyfriend. He didn't like you. Like move on. That was just the way that was handled was so weird. It almost made it like 10 times weirder now. Like, literally, if I'm Melissa, like, I don't want to be friends with you anymore. Like, that whole thing just felt weird. This is Tiffany in Pasadena. Tiffany, did that feel weird to you? Like, what's your vibe?
Honestly, I did not get that vibe. I didn't feel like it was weird at all. I really felt like Melissa was overreacting.
Really?
From getting cropped out, like, from everybody else?
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, Brittany explained it pretty well. Like, she just said it was a bad picture and... so just cropped her out. It almost sounded like Brittany was just a little nervous to be on the radio, not that she was trying to come something up.
But you don't think her boyfriend has an issue with Melissa? Because I just felt like they've had weird interactions. I felt like Brittany was trying to hide something.
I think that Melissa is just... it just sounds like she's just a little too sensitive to me.
But why wouldn't she post a picture of her then?
Yeah.
Well, I know, but she said this was like, what, from like last month? So yeah. Like, why would she take a picture, like repost a? That's even weirder to like repost a picture from last month.
you know, like, she already did the November dump. Like, why would you post pictures from last month again?
Well, to like make your friend
on the story.
Yeah, at least on the story, just to like make your friend happy. I mean, even if it's just to like
not even make her happy. My whole thing is like, I want Brittany to prove that she's not hiding her friendship with Melissa to her boyfriend.
Even if you're just having to like prove your point, you know, that's fine. Like, okay, fine. Like, listen, if this like solved the issue, like, here, look, I'll post this, the friggin' picture from a couple of weeks ago. Whatever, who cares?
I know, but it would also solve the issue if Melissa wasn't just so sensitive about it. You know what I mean? Like, I just think it's a non-issue.
So you heard nothing weird in that call at all. Like, to you, that just sounded completely, like, normal.
Yeah, like, I think it's just somebody got their feelings hurt because they took a bad picture, they cropped it out, and she just needs to get over it.
Okay, let's see. Hey, Mixer 65, good morning. Who's this?
Yeah, no, I think you guys got it all wrong, man.
Oh, your phone's breaking up.
Thanks.
Wait, who? Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, it's you. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I think you guys got it all wrong. I think the girl cropped her because I think the guy actually likes the girlfriend or made a comment about the girlfriend.
Oh.
That was, yeah, I don't think it's what you think it is. I think that's why she didn't want to say anything on air.
I'm confused. You think Brittany's boyfriend actually likes her friend Melissa?
I think he made a comment like, oh, your girlfriend's kind of hot or something to her, probably on the side. And she was like pissed. And then, like, decided to crop her girlfriend out of the pictures, doesn't want her girlfriend in the pictures, so her boyfriend doesn't, like, ogle over those pictures forever.
What do you think about that?
Okay, so that take is completely shocking me, because that's not even something I would consider. I mean, is this coming from a personal situation that you've experienced?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying it's coming from a personal experience, but I'm just reading between the lines.
I'm not saying that's crazy at all. No, I think.
Yeah, like, why would she crop her friend out of the picture, and why would she just put up another picture? You know, it made no sense other than the fact that I think we're getting this backwards. We're getting this sideways. That's my
thing. Hey, I don't hate it.
I would not have even thought to take that into consideration, but at this point, I was so confused, I could think anything is possible.
It could be, honestly. There's no bad ideas in brainstorming, and I don't hate that idea.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.